This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. A conversation about civil liberties now. Civil liberties not in this country, but in Britain. The British government, headed by Tony Blair, has announced guidelines for deporting and excluding foreign nationals. These are new criteria for labeling someone an enemy of the state. The British Home Secretary, Charles Clarke, says these criteria will be used to try to prevent more terror attacks like those in London last month.
It's important to recognise that we have an obligation, I have an obligation in particular, to stop people coming into this country who could get young people in particular to behave in the kind of appalling way we saw in July. And that we want to ensure that those who foment, justify, glorify terrorism are not able to be in this country.
Joining us is Jonathan Friedland. He's a columnist for London's Guardian newspaper. Jonathan, welcome back to the show. And just what are these new criteria?
Now, if you are a foreign national living in Britain and you are held to be not only inciting directly to acts of terrorism, but if you are in any way, whether in a speech or a sermon or a website, justifying or glorifying acts of terror, then you are not welcome and can be deported. And it's particularly aimed at the people who the tabloid newspapers here have dubbed the preachers of hate. There is a group, very small, a handful of clerics from abroad who have set up shop here in Britain and are fiery in their rhetoric and deliver sermons full of bluster and fire. In one speech, they're calling those people who staged 9/11 magnificent, others talking about the people who did the London bombings in July as praiseworthy. That will now not just be a kind of rhetoric which appalls people, but which will now be an actionable offense and enough to get you booted out of the country.
These are Islamic clerics speaking at particular mosques in London and elsewhere. They've been the subject of a lot of coverage. In the past, the government has said, you know, it's better to have these people speaking at these mosques where we can at least listen to what they say and know where they are. It's actually safer to do things this way. But the government doesn't seem to believe that anymore.
Well, Tony Blair's phrase before he took off for his vacation was, the rules of the game are changing. And that has been repeated by his Home Secretary, a kind of Interior Minister, Homeland Security Minister, Charles Clarke. There weren't many people who would have put, as frankly as you did, the previous logic, which is at least we know what they're saying. It was also seen as being, and I think many people still do believe this, that it was just inevitable in a free society there are going to be people saying things you don't like, and that was going to be the price you pay. But now there is this change in mood, and one of my reservations about this plan is that I'm not sure it's really getting at the whole of the problem. Some of these most incendiary of Muslim clerics are actually British-born British citizens, and it's not quite clear what the law is going to do for them. It's not possible just to boot people out of the country. So does it become a jailable offence? Probably not. What will probably happen under these new proposals is that they will be subject to so-called control orders. Now, this is a notch below a felony. It means you don't go to trial, you don't get punished or convicted and punished. What happens instead is you're placed under huge restrictions, a kind of house arrest. Those will probably be the measures applied in the next tranche of government steps to British-born nationals.
What the government has said is that you must embrace the traditional British value of tolerance for others, and you can't be leading people to be intolerant. But surely there would be some people there in Britain who are saying it's the government policies that are now intolerant, increasingly less tolerant. Indeed, the Prime Minister's wife, Sherry Blair, has argued that you can't go so far in this anti-terrorist fight as to endanger civil liberties.
This is the ancient age-old liberal dilemma. How much should you tolerate the intolerant? It's interesting you mentioned the Prime Minister's wife. She is at the center of another part of the controversy. If these rules about justifying and validating terrorism are indeed extended to those people who are born in this country, many people, myself included, have pointed out that the Prime Minister may find himself prosecuting his own wife. Cherie Blair said 2 or 3 years back that she fully understood suicide bombers, Palestinian suicide bombers in Israel, who had, in her words, no choice but turn themselves into human bombs. Now, If all people are equal before the law, surely that would count as justifying terrorism. That's one problem. Another problem with these foreign nationals who would be deported, it's one thing to deport people. There's no in principle problem with that. But they are going to be deported almost certainly to countries that have a very patchy record on human rights, some of whom have been accused of torture. Now, it is against the European Convention on Human Rights, to which Britain is a signatory, to send the people knowingly to face that fate. So these people may have the most repulsive views you can imagine, but if you are sending them off knowing that they are going to be tortured in Syria, Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, etc., that contravenes Britain's own undertakings on human rights. That at least is the view of the civil libertarians. An opinion poll in my own newspaper, in The Guardian this week, said that three quarters of British people do not have these reservations and believe that you have to suspend some civil liberties in order to be safer from terror.
Do you think you're seeing the beginnings of a change in the British national character because of these bombings in July?
It's very possible. I would say that actually it's one of the myths that Britain tells itself about how proud it is of its own liberties, that actually Britain has constantly allowed some of its civil liberties to be taken away. So I think it's one of these things we've already changed. I don't think we've got too much innocence to lose. But no, you're right to say there's some change in the mood, and I think that's definitely right, that a lot of the sneering, if you like, that went on in Britain aimed at the United States after 9/11, where the Patriot Act and other things aroused a lot of criticism here. A lot of that sneering now looks hypocritical because people here are all too ready to take similar steps themselves. So I think there is some change in mood. I would only dispute how new that is, because we've gone round this block before in terms of combating terrorism and paying the price often in our own civil liberties. And yet I do feel, in line with what you're asking, another convulsion of that is underway.
Jonathan Friedland, a columnist for London's Guardian newspaper, on the question of civil liberties in Britain. Jonathan, thank you again.
My pleasure, Alex.